Limitations. However, placebos are not a cure-all. They can't help every condition. Robert J. Temple found, 2003, that placebos rarely help shrink cancerous tumors, though they do improve patients' pain control and appetite. The placebo effect can also fail when the patient suffers a cognitive disorder. Fabrizio Benedetti, for example, found that Alzheimer's syndrome can rob a patient of the cognitive ability to expect a proven painkiller to work, and in that case, it becomes less effective. How the placebo effect works. Neuroimaging studies have now demonstrated that the placebo effect is real. It is not simply an artifact of medical record-keeping or folklore. But when we try to understand how it works, we must look not only at the brain, but also at the mind. The Mayo Clinic recently issued a press release that confirmed the importance of the effect and offered the following suggested explanations. Some patients respond well to frequent and intensive medical attention, whether or not a drug or treatment is potent. Some patients may train themselves to respond positively to a treatment, real or not. A patient who believes a treatment will work is more likely to experience the placebo effect than one who doubts it. A patient whose doctor is supportive and positive may benefit more from any treatment, active or placebo. Patients may feel better simply because they aim to please. They want to prove that they are good patients who value the time and attention that the medical staff has kindly provided them. No doubt these reasonable explanations cover most cases. One might also consider the Hawthorne effect. Named after a study of worker performance done at a Chicago electric plant in the late 1920s and 1930s, this explanation suggests that people respond favorably because they have been enrolled in a study, apart from the usefulness of interventions. But none of these explanations accords with a materialist view, which holds that the mind does not exist or else it has no influence. Every one of them assumes that the mind is changing the brain and the body. For that matter, if we reverse any of them, we can account for the placebo effect's evil twin, the nocebo effect. The nocebo effect. Surgeons are wary of people who are convinced that they will die. There are examples of studies done on people undergoing surgery who almost want to die to recontact a loved one. Close to 100% of people under those circumstances die. Herbert Benson, Harvard Medical School.